Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You do. It's the daily input from the the DJV is good, Doug. I haven't done that for a couple of days, actually, Jay. Doug Stephan Good Day program. Yes, we're on it here. The biggest decision of your next hour is how much to listen to our discussion of what matters to you. Just listening to James, who is at the controls in our new main studio in Dallas. I'm wondering about the heat wave there. There is here. Remember the old song, "Having a Heat Wave."
Oh yeah, good song.
Yeah, right. So the heat all over the Southwest. It isn't just necessarily Texas, but all over the Southwest. But it's summertime and it's desert. But further, when you go across the state of Texas, because it's so big, it represents lots of different types of topography. Thank you very much. The topography of the state is different. Rolling hills in some places. You know, so there's lots of different influences on the weather. And so as Texans have been asked to conserve energy because of the heat wave and the rolling blackouts that are possible, you're looking at some temperatures like 112 degrees in some places.
Right? Can you imagine being told, please don't run your AC in this triple-digit heat?
Right. Thank you. And welcome to Texas. Well, it's bad management. It's just about California's the same way when it comes to things like this. They make decisions that are bad, and then they expect you to live with them. And you live with them because you don't do a good job of electing people that know how to run things. It should be, isn't it? When you think about who is running states and states, big business, federal government, all these people that haven't mostly got a clue in how to run things. That's why I supported Michael Bloomberg as much as I did for president, because he knows how to run things. He ran New York like clockwork. And just because he looked like and sounded like a New York Jew, he didn't get very far. He is a New York Jew. So that disqualified him? Yeah, you know, it did in some people's minds. We don't want somebody who's Jewish to be president of the United States, right? Because they'll remember when John Kennedy, no, you don't remember, I remember, when the lock on John Kennedy was, we don't want him to be president because he's Catholic, and then the Pope will run the country. Some of the stuff that people come up with is so ridiculous. It really is. So I don't actually know what gives Governor Greg Abbott the bona fides, the credentials for running the state. Don't know much about his background. There's a question that's always asked. Are you a politician? And then there are people who say, well, he doesn't have any experience in politics, so how can he be a good leader? And then there are those of us who think the less political you are, the better your leadership capabilities. But then how do you work among the people who are politicians? How do you get things done? How do you make deals?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You definitely have a lot of people who are tired of politicians being in politics.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. So anyway, as far as the electricity in Texas is concerned, Governor Abbott there has been blamed as usual. The Republicans blame the Democrats. Democrats blame the Republicans. And nothing gets fixed. So the power grid had a problem last year when there was a storm in February in Texas, and it really didn't serve. It's the same thing. The power goes out and your house freezes. Right? You have the heat
on.
Yeah.
Oh, that winter storm, that was horrific.
Mm-hmm. And so going back to California for a second, because of the same sort of thing, the idea here is to get people to not use power because the state has done a sucky job of creating the right power grids. So we're not going to allow anything except electricity to heat or cool your house anymore. No more natural gas, no more oil. So, and the in the California system hasn't been updated at all. Mm. So it'll be another reason for people to move to Texas, where they'll have the same they'll have the same experience. Woo-hoo! Here's some good news. In Big Bend National Park, or in Texas, you might as well take care of everything that's going on there. There's a coalition of 10 institutions that have discovered an oak tree once thought to be extinct. These researchers find a lone, is it a Quercus? Man, how do you pronounce this? Tardifolia tree?
Yeah, that sounds about right. But, yeah, can you imagine they thought it was completely extinct? They find one, pretty damaged, has some fungal damage, looked like some damage from fire.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a lot of these trees. You see the California wildfires now speaking. We'll go back to California for a minute. The redwoods, the area of California that's getting burned up. Well, there are a couple of different places where there are fires that are endangering some of these old trees. But as far as this particular tree is concerned, the 1930s was when they were to believe to have gone extinct. And so now they call it the Q tardifolia, one of the rarest oak trees in the world. So the discovery was made months or so ago. They found the trunk scarred by fire. There was a fungal infection. That's what happens in these fires. Sometimes it doesn't kill the tree, but it allows the fungi to get in to the bark of the tree, and then it's curtains. Either that, or in some case, like around where I am here, and maybe where you are, the thing that is the biggest problem isn't so much fungus, although sometimes moss gets on the north side of a tree and doesn't help the tree survive any. But what's happening around here, the poison ivy and some of the other streaming stuff that somehow gets into the soil and crawls up the side of a tree and basically
eats it. Oh, total infestation, yes.
Oh, yeah, right. So that's not good either. So what are they going to do to protect this tree? How does it survive? Do they transplant it, move it somewhere? It's got to be too. So I would think that there would be danger in moving it. Just leave it there. But how?
They're working with the National Park Service to reduce any immediate wildfire threat to the tree, and then their conservationists are trying to really hurry up to return to the searching for more and seeing if there are any, and seeing if there is a process of any breeding specimens. Because the thing with a lot of these oak trees, they crossbreed, and then it makes them more easily adapted to whatever. They can become more adaptable to whatever, their climate is, and what the weather and really what Earth is giving to them and throwing at them, and humans and all of that stuff. So it'll be interesting to see if they are able, hopefully they are able to save this tree and that they do find more.
So
it's so sad when things go away. It's heartbreaking when you see endangered species or close to extinction, and it's really devastating.
Well, is it really? I guess the question here is, do we go too far and spend too much money and too much time to save things like this or some spotted frog or whatever it is as they go extinct on their own as well? Do we spend that kind of money? And are there other things that maybe we could spend? We could really get involved and wrap ourselves around a lot of different. We all have our own thing. We have our own little thing that we want to protect on our property. Oh, look at the deer. Aren't they sweet? Oh, look at the woodchuck. Look at the little woodchuck.
I think it's one thing if something's going extinct on its own and that's just the natural evolution.
Yeah.
But it's a different thing if it is human intervention.
Mm-hmm. And so in this case, is it human intervention, the fires? It could be some, fires
seems
are started.
Like sometimes, by, unless it, yeah,
well,
unless
humans,
it's lightning strikes.
Yeah, lightning strikes start fires, and people who are careless start fires. That certainly is what happens in a lot of these
things. With machine equipment that were created by humans.
Okay. So the humans are bad. They should go away. The planet would be much better off.
Probably.
Fix all of that. 16 past the hour in a minute. Joe Biden gets interrupted in a speech. Very interesting. This is the sign of the times, as a matter of fact. We'll get to it after this.
Hello. Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it Cashback Match. Now to recap and say cashback one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must love wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's all that said, so if that earphone was out, put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty and Classic Chocolate or new Strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
When flying insects show up in your home, how do you get rid of them? Hopelessly clapping every single one? Aimlessly swatting back and forth? Hanging fly strips in your living room? Ew, ew, ew. Instead, try Zevo Traps. Zevo uses light, not odor or chemical insecticides, to attract and trap bugs, working continuously so you don't have to. Zevo. People friendly. Bug deadly. Now at a store near you.
Natural conversation here. Okay, the father of this teenager that was killed in Parkland, how many years ago was that? The
2018. Doesn't 20, that feel like it 18, was only a couple years ago? Right. But yeah. That was pretty much an entire high school career.
So Emmanuel Oliver jumped up, called out Biden, said, you got to do more. There was a speech on gun violence and provision, and prevention. And so they're appointing, the feds are appointing a gun, I don't like to call him gun czar, that gets overused. But, you know, this guy's son was killed in the school shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So the event, which was meant to celebrate this law that was aimed at reducing guidance, violence, to guide thinking on what to do, he says, the father says, you have to open an office in the White House, name a director. And then he starts shouting some other stuff that a lot of people didn't hear or didn't understand. The president responded to his demand, saying that we have a law in regard to the call for an office dedicated to gun violence. The president acknowledged that more needs to be done. Okay, so where's the suggestion? I hear, all right, more needs to be done. Right.
Yeah.
What?
What is that more? What's the designing process? And one of the things that I thought was admirable, too, is that as this father who was coming from passion and hurt and love and shouting out these things, and then as security was trying to escort him out, the president was like, let him talk. Let him finish. Let him speak.
Right. They don't want to embarrass these people. They're not so much. See, this is where it's gone awry. The federal government, our government's gotten so big. These people think of themselves as so important. It's kind of like the Nancy Pelosi syndrome, that you can't touch me, I'm a celebrity sort of thing. You can. And you should be embarrassed by some of the things that you've done or things that you haven't done. Oliver was interviewed by a number of outlets, saying it's been a while. I've been calling out the celebration thing. This is a celebration of a new gun law. I don't think we should be celebrating anything. 21 after the hour.
About to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
So here we have the 2023 Farm Bill that is being worked through. How do other small farmers fare in this era of so much government influence in farming?
I'd like to see us stabilize the prices on things a little bit better. Kind of hate the alphabet soup type payments we got now. I'd rather get my money from the market rather than the mailbox.
Amen. Amen.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. The people portion of the program from social media, thoughts, things that are trending. Elon Musk not wanting to be left alone. Always is at something. Let's see if we can sell a few cars. Buy my cars. Take a ride in my spaceship. Speak on Twitter. Well, not so much. I guess the Twitter thing isn't going to work. We'll talk about him and what people are saying about his exit from Twitter before he actually even enters right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so Elon Musk is apparently not going to be taking over Twitter. Yes?
I don't know. We'll see what the courts say. Elon Musk was going to buy Twitter. He wanted some information. Apparently, they weren't giving him this information. He backed out of buying Twitter. Twitter says, okay, we're going to take you to court. Agreements in place.
How so? Whenever anybody's like buying a house, all right, or buying a car, sometimes you have buyer's regret. buyer's remorse. And so you, if there is something like this going on, then you just say, okay, what will it take for me to go away? I don't want to do this. And I don't understand, there weren't any other suitors, so why do they have such a lock on it? He just says, okay, I'm interested in buying, let's talk about it. But why did it get,
was that him
that brought it this far along?
He wanted information on bots, and it seemed that Twitter wasn't giving him the information he was looking for. However, when Twitter said, okay, we're going to take you to court over this, Elon Musk, of course, takes to Twitter to respond, tweeting out four images of him laughing next to different captions. One read, they said I couldn't buy Twitter. The next one was, then they wouldn't disclose bot information. And then, now they want to force me to buy Twitter in court. Now they have to disclose bot information in court. And then that was all soon followed by another picture of actor Chuck Norris playing chess with a single pawn, and Musk captioned it, Chuckmate.
Okay, maybe
I love that there's a Twitter war happening on Twitter between Twitter and Elon Musk.
Right. Speaking of social media, Twitter, and comments, you can comment on things that we're talking about here on Twitter, answer some of the questions that Jay puts up. It's Good Day On Air. And as far as Facebook and Instagram are concerned, it's at Good Day Radio Show. This, among many other things. I think people just kind of find him amusing, and they don't really care. Unless you're a stockholder in Twitter, I don't care either. And frankly, I don't care, so let's move on. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen. These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. With
Exergen. Yesterday's top automotive tech story, I'm Nick Miles. General Motors is announcing will invest more than $51 million into the company's global tech situation center in Warren, Michigan. The Last IQ will be the first production vehicle to be built at GM's Global Technical Center, the center of the company's engineering and design efforts since the inauguration in May 1956. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
New Michelin Endurance XC unpredictable. With windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades.
Get 20% off travel products when you purchase a passport photo. Staples has you covered at Staples, your one-stop travel prep destination. Staples has you covered.
Place to put my face so I can be more than
731. In store, excludes Instacart orders, certain product services, and technology. Staples has
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short of cash. Can you...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Annual inflation rate in the United States unexpectedly accelerated to 8.6% in May of 2022. Tomorrow we'll be getting the June report, and economists say hold on, as it's going to be worse. The last time the federal government allowed inflation to attack our wallets this bad was back in 1981. With much of the country still in disbelief, Japan on Tuesday said farewell to Shinzo Abe, a political figure who dominated politics in that country as its longest-serving premier. He was gunned down at a campaign rally last week. Twitter's deal fiasco with Elon Musk has overshadowed its business challenges, which will likely intensify as growth in the advertising market decelerates and the company deals with the operational fallout. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The midterm election is a few months away, yet Democrats are thinking about who should be the party standard bearer 2 years from now.
A New York Times Siena College poll reported Monday, 64% of Democrat voters said they would prefer someone else lead the presidency in the 2024 election. Vice President Kamala Harris disputes the numbers on CBS News Sunday night.
Listen to President Biden. He intends to run. And if he does, I intend to run with him. So there you go.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Biden administration informing hospitals that they must provide abortion services if the life of the mother is at risk. Health and Human Services has pointed out requirements on medical facilities in the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act. Its guidance says in emergency situations, state law is preempted, even in states where a near or total ban on abortion is in effect. A state judge has struck down most of Minnesota's abortion restrictions as unconstitutional. Ramsey County District Judge Thomas Gilligan says a 1995 Minnesota Supreme Court ruling, known as Doe v. Gomez, held the state constitution protects abortion rights. Gilligan ruled that unlike the Dobbs decision at the U.S. Supreme Court, his court must respect the precedent set by the state's high court. Listen to us anytime, anywhere at usaradio.com, and you can look for us wherever you get your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Doug Steffens Good Day Show.
But apparently she decided that she didn't want to do any sexual favors, no more sexual encounters with him. That's that one.
Dumb.
Other women got between $1 million and $3 million. There was a paralegal that had got $3 million from the WWE just to keep all this hush money. And, yeah, it's all coming out.
Zippity-doo-dah.
I think it was more like unzippity-doo.
Unzippity-doo-dah. Yeah, thank you very much. Yep.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 35 after the hour now on the Good Day program. It's the 12th of July. Good news, Jay. The space rocks that fell to Earth in the past 100 years or so apparently have been researched, and they contain the five basics that store information in RNA and DNA.
Yeah, so this is pretty fascinating. They found three previously, but the two that they just found kind of complete the whole five decks.
Okay, so this, to me, leads to a credible connection between what I say all the time about where, you know, why is it that people in Africa are black and people that are in Europe and our area are, well, we moved, so the Europeans were white, Asians have different color skin, and they look different, people look different because they come from different places. And whether they came as bodies in a spaceship or whether it's because all this stuff that is in asteroids that hits the Earth and every other planet, this makes it really very difficult under the circumstances, very, very difficult to figure that things just, you know, a single cell amoeba then became a double cell and crawled out of a swamp and became a human being or became a dog or became a fish or whatever it is.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah, right, exactly. And so this circumstance, it seems to me, is a great way of also understanding that this stuff that's on our planet is all over the place. The creation of the universe carries with it a mindset, the mind, the universal mind that has created. I don't think this is by, there's no way this is an accident. So, you know, there's a lot of, there have been a lot of scientific input here, samples that have been, they come through, some of them burn up in the atmosphere so they don't survive, and others, you know, some of them have come through before the atmosphere is as thick as it was. We've talked about the digging into the core of the Earth so that we knew what was going on 4 million years ago in terms of CO2 and what the, you know, what's in the air. But what is it that makes a tree grow? Why do we have, you know, any, ask yourself any question about life. And then, you know, you've got an answer that makes some sense. If you understand the human building blocks of life and how much, by the way, of this DNA and RNA isn't just necessarily in our human, in our bodies, but in the body of a horse or a cow or in the body of a tree. It's really fascinating to dig into this and understand where it is that we, you know, we've been synthesized in other environments, not here in our environment, but coming from who knows what planet blew up how many billion years ago. This stuff travels around. You think we have a lot of space junk that we've created ourselves by shooting up rockets with satellites and all kinds of other stuff. And it's hard, by the way, now, they have to navigate. The people at the space centers, not only here in our country, but elsewhere, when you send up a rocket, it's liable to get hit by any, you know, you have to actually steer the thing around the junk. The space center has to program itself so that it doesn't run into space junk. It doesn't just circle, you know, go around. It's just there and it stays there. They have these little jets on the side of it that pushes the thing around. When they have radar on it, and so when the radar sees that there's a bunch of stuff coming toward the space, whether it's the space center or whether it's a spaceship, you gotta get around. You move around it, otherwise.
That space trash that's just in orbit from decades past with all of that equipment that would just fall off of the rockets or fall off of the satellites, or that it really is. There's an app that it will show you the night sky, and it will show you what the constellations are, what the stars are called, if there is a satellite dish passing overhead or anything like that. If it's the International Space Station, it will show it to you. It'll tell you. But as you can move around, you can see all this space trash, too.
Gunk.
It's really fascinating.
Gunk and junk. So, if and this gets in the way of people's religions to finding out these sorts of things and applying a certain stratum of thought gets in the way of people's religious ideas, and so it does. Maybe it doesn't. There's not the one absolute, and I think this is the only absolute, is that there is a power greater than we are. That's the only absolute. And maybe your love for somebody else in your circumstance, your absolute love for Mac, your child, that couldn't be cratered by anything. and maybe your love for your husband. Sometimes I think it's back to the RNA and the DNA. If we have a being in our lives that comes from us, that's a part of us, that grows inside of us, there is a different, like, I'll give you an example. And this is not meant to be a this is a story of life on the farm. So one of the calves that was born on the farm a week or so ago on a mother who has too much milk. So yesterday I found two other calves that I brought to the farm and put on this cow, so that she would not, there's a question about milk fever. If a cow has too much milk in her, she can get milk fever and die. And I can milk her out. We've been milking her out by hand because we wanted to get rid of the excess milk so she didn't get sick, because the calf doesn't need all the milk. It's in the mother's bag. And so I got these other two calves and put the calves on the mother last night. And the mother didn't like it at first. I'm sure she'll take to it after a while, because I've done this before a number of times, bringing a calf that came from another mother, put him on the cow, and the mother, like this mother, kicked them away or pushed them away because these calves don't smell like her calf. So she went to find her calf in the pen that she's in, and the other two guys were just kind of wandering around. But then they found their way because they can smell the mother's milk. Mm-hmm. The instinctive nature of how it all works, like a baby when you had Mac or when we were with our mothers, the instinctive thing that happens, and this is another one of those things from the universal mind, why do we have a sucking instinct? Why do these baby calves, when they drop out under the ground, first thing they do is want to suck? That's
They call it rooting, and it's fascinating when you see a newborn do it, where all of a sudden they just start doing this with their mouth, and they turn their head towards the mother, look, and their eyes are shut, that they're looking for that. And there's actually ultrasound video where you can see the fetus practicing that technique in the room.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely fascinating.
That's fascinating. I didn't know that. So it is all part of this thing we call life. And it is something that is so fascinating. If you study it, being on the farm all of my life, seeing how things grow has given me a whole different lease on life. I have a different respect for life. And this is how all, you know, a woodchuck is bound to suck on his mother. A coyote is bound to suck on his mother. They aren't good for the farm, but they are, human. They're beings that are alive. And this is how they grow, and this is how they live. And without enough of this stuff, that's how they die. So it's really, there's a sugar component to the DNA, which I thought was very interesting. There are all kinds of the things that we think, in this case, this kind of sugar is not bad for you. The sugar that comes out of the sugar tree, or sugar plant, is not good for you, the way they refine it. But we all need sugars in our system. We need amino acids. We need a lot of these compounds, all the organic things. And this is why, by the way, as an aside, the diets that we have today are so counter to what is in what's in the real world. The foods that are processed are not a part of the real world. You remember the truck that rolled over a few months ago, and it was full of the filler that you use in a hot dog, and it was this gooey, sloppy, horrible mess. Yeah, that's not stuff that comes from nature, in a manner of speaking. Yeah, God. All right, so there's our discussion about life, perhaps a little liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In a moment, doctors are being told to provide things that are counter to federal law. We'll get to that after these words here at 44 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Thanks, everyone, for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margins are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean to waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, Sausage Patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
And Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody!
Check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
All right, 46 after the hour. So there's a lot of discussion. We all know about the discussions of what do we do now that Roe v. Wade has been changed. And I think there are a lot of people who don't know what to do. Doctors, for example, they don't know whether they're supposed to provide abortions or not.
Well, and there's all this threat against medical personnel. If they do provide an abortion when an abortion wasn't called for, then it's just all this stuff. But, yeah, there are people who, it's medical emergencies, ectopic pregnancies, preeclampsia, where the blood pressure gets so high it can induce stroke, and it's very dangerous for the mother and the baby. And oftentimes, the baby has to be born premature, but if this is happening before 25 weeks, that baby is not, it's very unlikely that the baby will survive, and all of this stuff. So it is coming under, like, no, this is federal law. You still have to provide abortions in medical severity cases.
Well, they're changing. There are going to be laws. As most people know, the Democrats could have codified this 5 years ago, and they didn't have the balsam to do it for whatever the reason. And so now we have this controversy, and we have these people because one law counters another. So if you have state law and the feds say, you know, we don't have to abide by that, then it ends up in court, go back to the Supreme Court, and then what's going to happen? In the meantime, there are a lot of babies that may or may not be born. There are a lot of mothers who may not survive because they have a medical emergency during the pregnancy. All this stuff was not thought out. The only thing that was thought of was the irrational, over-the-top, we have to stop this. And there are many, I'd like to know, I actually have asked a number of doctors where they come on this, and regardless of their stripes, unless they're just so hardcore that they don't see these sorts of circumstances being a problem, from one as me, who doesn't like abortions, but I understand that there are some circumstances in which they are absolutely necessary to protect the health of the mother. And in places where they tell you, it's like being in the backwoods of Tennessee during the times of Prohibition. It's mindless thinking. I think the other side of it is, it's inhumane to want to terminate a pregnancy, you know, at the end of the pregnancy. And I don't, you know, there's a discussion about when life begins. Life begins at concept, as far as I'm concerned. There's a couple of cells that get together and they grow, and that's life. But then there are other circumstances, not all black and white here. And that's the ludicrous part of all of this. And it's all politics. It has nothing to do with health. It's politics driven by religion and things that really are not a part of what actually goes on in the body. There are 9 states that have banned abortions since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. So what does that mean? People who want an abortion go somewhere else. And that may not be too healthy either. 10 before the hour.
Prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from MyPatriotSupply.com. Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's time for Farm Family Food Conversation with Jay Kirshner. Are you adding salt to the corn that's around now? Do you add salt to your potatoes? Do you add salt to a lot of your food? Do you put salt on your salads? Salt.
On the salad? Really?
Yeah, there are some people. Well, wow. This is something that I thought I learned early on about how to taste your food and then put things on. You know, there are some people who automatically pick up a salt shaker, the food's put in
and
front of them,
go ham, yeah.
And they put salt all over it. There was a, if you were to work, if you wanted to go to work for J.C. Penney, the founder of the Penney's department stores, he would take you to lunch. And if you put salt on your food before you tasted it, he would not hire you because it showed a lack of making decisions based on the reality of what's there. How do you know what the food tastes like before you taste it?
Very true, very true. I'm more of I like to add salt while you're cooking it. I don't really like to do it once it's done, but I will go hard on the pepper. Give me that black pepper all day, every day.
What about your husband? What is his preference? Or does he just eat what you give him?
He'll add a little bit of salt to things or pepper and stuff. He does taste it first to see how much he wants to add. Mm-hmm. I used to be all about that salt life until I got pregnant and I developed gestational hypertension. Mm-hmm. And I had to back off the salt and I just lost my taste for salt. That much salt, I should say.
So here's the warning. Never mind not getting hired by Mr. Penny, but if you add a lot of salt to your meals at the table, you will die an early death. There have been a 500,000 middle-aged Britons studied to get to the bottom of this research. And the researchers found that if you always put salt on your food, it knocks 2 years off of your life expectancy. Wow.
And right? And what's so fascinating about this is it's not talking about salt, the cooking with salt or anything like that, where sometimes that can burn off. It's adding salt at the table.
Right.
The specific act of adding salt to your food once at the table, that is enough to take up to two and a half years off your life.
All right, so there's a lot more to this. Let's talk more so we can help some people out here who are salt addicts right after this.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
All right, so if you're just joining us, we're talking about adding in the farm, family, and food department here, adding salt to your food and what it does to your body. You've been told that don't add too much salt to the food at the table is bad for you. Don't do it. And now this research finds, this puts a nail, if you will, into the speculation for years that it was bad for you. Salt intake is difficult to track because a lot of processed foods, this is what we were talking about earlier, you know, the stuff in the hot dogs, oh, man, there's all, and that, they taste salty too. I remember as a kid, I liked the taste of hot dogs. And I think there's, you know.
They're very salty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Or you think of the seasoning packets, the pre-made seasoning packets, rather than just going for the herbs and spices themselves. That has so much sodium in it. Like the taco mix, all of those, so much sodium.
At the age of 50, men and women who have added salt had a life expectancy 2.3 years and 1.5 years shorter. That's at the age of 50. So if you keep doing it, imagine that down the road. This is, the evidence is clear here. Salt, if you have too much of it, indicates healthy people consuming normal levels of ordinary salt don't have to worry. It's when you put it on everything that you need to worry. And you also have to know about your own hypertension stuff, all of that. So, where do the wise lay off the salt? 59 past the hour.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.